The last event actually takes us to our guest that we have here today in studio. This weekend, the Light of Energy workshop with Howard Lee. He's the founder of the Light of Life Institute in Santa Monica. And it's an introduction to healing energy. And in turn, this healing energy promotes balance, self-transformation, abundance, well-being, everything when you learn about healing. And I know we've talked a lot about it on the show. You're seeing a lot more of conversations about healers and healing in the community, and a lot of healers that have been coming up to the forefront with lectures and even television shows. My guest today is Howard Lee. He had a profound experience where he realized that healing was his gift, and is his gift, I should say. And he spent over 30 years working as a healer, and he's here in Los Angeles, and he does lectures all over the world, all overseas and so forth. And he's with me here in studio today. Thanks for joining me, Howard Lee.
Thank you, Lisa.
Good to have you here. So what was it that happened that you experienced that you realized that you have gifts as a healer?
Well, I should start saying that at the age of 19, the mental chatter that most people probably can sympathize with suddenly stopped. And thereafter, I was able to intuit and realize all kinds of answers, if you will, particularly in regard to healing and esoteric matters.
Excuse me for interrupting, but the idea of mental chatter stopping, it was obviously a turning point for you. It was a pinnacle event for you. What was the difference you felt? How did you feel that this is something that was a significant shift in your person?
Well, at that time, I was just relieved. I didn't understand the importance of it. Because it was, for instance, I was having a hard time sleeping and just into reading all sorts of things that I can get my hands on. And the fact that I immigrated from Hong Kong a few years ago and before that, and so I tried to catch up on learning English and staying with my Chinese studies as well. And so so at some point it was really almost impossible to go to sleep. And I tried different methods that people suggest, but nothing helped. All of a sudden, one day, it just stopped. So at that time, I was just relieved that I was getting some peace and quiet.
Yeah.
and thereafter, it took quite a while before I realized what it really meant. Because thereafter, I was able to have answers, if you will, when a certain question arises or someone asks me something about things in general, and I would just sort of remember it like I've already done it before. And later years, when I started practice acupuncture, which I studied with my father-in-law at that time, who was one of the earliest practitioners in this country, there were only about 3 people practicing acupuncture in the 1950s in the U.S.
Wow, right.
You know, and so...
No, that got popular.
Continue my practice, and different questions arises from patients' needs and my own questions about the validity of certain approaches and techniques, I... somehow seem to always come up with a simpler answer or some other ways of doing it, and it all turned out to be correct. And among other things too, besides healing. And so then I started to realize that it wasn't because I was more clever, it just that it's already there. I'm just kind of remembering it, and when the question is put to me or arises, then I would just have an answer. Mind you, not everything, of course, and I did not really understand the whole nature of what this light of life process was until about 10 years ago, because I have I continue to discover different information and possibilities about energy, not just with regard to healing, but particularly my line of work and to making a living. And so in time, I stopped doing acupuncture per se. I do not use needles, and I stopped using herbal remedies. I simply pointed my fingers.
Wow.
And I did not teach anybody, even though a lot of people benefited from it, and they wanted to learn this technique or this how to access this energy. So, but I had nothing to teach. It was a conglomeration of many different pieces of the puzzle, but I did not have a complete picture of it because I was never satisfied with the answers or the prevailing notions of about energy in general and healing with energy in particular, because I found that because I came from China, I knew there are a lot of legends and folklores and regarding these kind of esoteric matter. And it was not satisfactory to me because I also had a great interest in science. In the early years, actually, I majored in science in college. So I had to find out for myself and what is really, for me, that is the right answer. And so, I was basically quite, other than working, I was quite reclusive. I kept to myself and just trying to sort out the things that was coming through and
what was happening to
yes,
you.
Yes, and then only about 10 years ago, under with the help of a friend, and went in really deep series of deep meditation, and I start to really fully remember the whole process in terms of putting the puzzle together. That is a whole body of knowledge, not just for healing, but this is more most people are interested. And I have hours of different hours consisting many different patterns of moving energy in treating various problems and situations, conditions. So it's truly energetic medicine. There's no need for any substance or equipment.
Do you think that essentially everybody has this ability to have these that everybody has these energies, but they may not realize it or recognize it, or there might be blocks in the way of having them surface?
There's no simple answer. I would say yes and no, because there are individuals who are born with given a certain healing ability, and these knowledge came from the other dimensions, so if you will. This is one of the problem with the modern science having difficulty accepting these modality is because they perceive that many of these practices came from, or at the present time, that is originating from these regions of the world where they're considered primitive or underdeveloped. So how can they have anything the more sophisticated and more advanced than what we have in this scientific realm? But what they don't realize, and even many of the practitioners themselves, they don't realize or know that they remember, is that everything, all knowledge came from outside of this reality. What a certain individual may have the privilege or the task of bringing that part of the puzzle into this reality. So that's why I said that for the longest time, this is an incremental and cumulative reality, so that as time goes by, particularly, for instance, you see the advancement in science and other development in the past 100 years, the past 200-300 years, is once we're given the freedom to express our talent and creativity, then things start to just really accelerate. And And you see the coincidence with the American Revolution, where people were given protection and freedom to pursue their creative talent and develop and also protect the creative talent so that they can make a living and able to be not be threatened by, you know, the people who feel that not most of the time throughout history, anybody who bring in anything new, any kind of idea, whether it be music or art or any other form of a new creativity, has been looked at with askance and sometimes outright hostility. You see?
Right.
So
now you said that that all knowledge comes from other realms. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it come from within?
What comes from within the individual, in that sense that it filters through the rational mind and then put it into place. Because this has been proven quite, even with people who have access to this resource that I'm teaching. They have, in with respect to the particular area of expertise, whether it be music or finance or whatever, they have a current knowledge base. And so then it either helped to clear the cobweb so that they can bring through more of in their potential, or in fact often access a new area of creative resource. And so then they bring in totally new information that they have never knew, they never knew that they have, or that they couldn't imagine that otherwise. And so what I'm trying to say is that throughout history, people have been given a very easy or simplistic answer to these matters, esoteric matter, because it was very difficult to explain. Even today it's difficult to explain. For instance, before the general public awareness of fiber optics, transmission of data and media content, for instance, I used to talk about it in different ways, but there's no common understanding. And now we have terms that we can use and immediately understand.
There was no concept. Mm-hmm.
So this is the, to me, from you know, my own opinion, personal opinion, and the research I've done through the years is that all the knowledge that exists in this world and then continue to come in the future has already been known somewhere, some place, and sometime.
I see what you're saying, as spirit.
Yes.
But then, yet it is within us. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're actually going to take a quick break. I'm here with Howard Lee. He's the founder of the Light of Life Institute. And we're going to talk more about energy healing when we come back. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to Aware on KPFK. Welcome back to Aware. Hi, this is Lisa Garr. And my guest in studio is Howard Lee. He is the founder of the Light of Life Institute in Santa Monica. And Howard is an energy healer. What does that mean to you, Howard?
Well, I have never really cared for any particular titles or designation. I just I started out to you know, teach Kung Fu and do acupuncture over 30 years ago.
What art of Kung Fu?
I was one of the first ones to teach original Chinese Kung Fu in this country, and
really?
Back in the mid 60s, and they are certain titles they call a teacher, but I never even cared for that.
Right.
So sometimes it put the students at a loss because it throw them a little bit. And,
not to have,
you know, it's convenient to have, you know. So I said, call me what you will, and you know, but I might not answer it. And you know, when the people come for healing, and they just call me by my first name, and I prefer that because
I've always thought that Kung Fu has a lot to do with energy.
Oh, it does too. Yeah.
It is. My husband is into Kung Fu and Sansu, and we have a lot of similarities from my energy background and training and his background in Kung Fu Sansu. It's a lot of similarities.
Well, the different kinds of energy, because the energy that is used in employing Kung Fu is of you might say break it down into two types. That is, it's also for a maintenance of health, which basically is circulating the energy within and promoting, optimum flow of body fluid and all the other balances that require in the body. And the other thing is when it comes to actually imparting damage on an individual, that requires a different kind of energy than healing. And I don't mean just the physical energy of punching somebody. The ultimate level, which very few people ever get to understand, is that there are possibilities of imparting injury to someone without touching them from a distance. That requires a different kind of energy. But nowadays, it's easier to understand because you can see, for instance, we have modern development. Like we don't have ray guns yet, but you go stand in front of a microwave broadcast and it'll fry you. See?
Right.
So there were people in the past, even today too, they just keep quiet and they're able to just, with a thrust of the palm, they could actually burn somebody or maybe knock somebody back, a few feet or maybe a loop. And so.
So what you're saying is that those concepts didn't exist back then,
exactly.
But they exist now. So the concept of a healer, it was hard to explain, but it still exists. Because
you
don't have
sure.
a concept of something about that, right?
Exactly. Because there are a lot of other concurrent developments in the world that now it's a, in fact, everything is connected, but our world, our reality is predicated on our use of the rational mind, and everything is categorized in chronological and various order. So we, for instance, you see in academic circle, back even a few years ago, you have all these different departments and physical science and biological science and so forth. Now they're coming together. You have physics and biology coming together, genetics and computer science and all these. So it's they're all related. You see, and in terms of healing, there is of course a general energy that is. Should we say an energy that permeates every living being, that sustains life besides the vitamins and mineral content? Because after all, when a young person who's totally healthy all of a sudden dies because of some accident, all the physical nutrients and requirements are still there, but the life force is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
See, so. Back a little bit about martial arts, they employ a different kind of energy. And this is why I have answered people when they ask me, what about this healing energy and that healing energy? Well, there are similar components here, but they're not the same. Just like, that's the reason when I say all these knowledge are actually quite sophisticated. Because, unfortunately, throughout the ages, many people handing down knowledge have either kept some to themselves without teaching the student, or maybe because they only learn part of them, they're already out, making a living or doing whatever, and so it becomes fragmented. But it's these whole body of knowledge, and so I have said also, for instance, the famous book of I Ching, the Chinese, on esoteric matter, for instance. I have always contended that by the time they were able to write it down, much of it's already been lost. There's even today there are a lot of things cannot be talked about directly because there's no equivalent in the everyday reality yet.
I understand.
But as time goes by, more information in other spheres of endeavor comes in, then we could borrow it to communicate.
So do you think that there seems to be an increase of energy healers that we see now these mm-hmm. days? There might have already always been there, but it seems that there's a lot more of people that are, quote, energy healers that have books or are giving mm-hmm. lectures and so forth. Do you think the reason for that is because the veil is getting thinner between our intuition and ourselves? Or do you think that is because these people have been under undercover for a while and now coming into the limelight? Or do you think it's because there's a lot of people who are bogus in the energy healing realm?
I would say all of the
all
above.
All three, yeah.
One of the things that we should mention is that it's quite true that when you say the veil is getting thinner, because whether you take the New Age slogan that this is the age of Aquarius, or in fact, back about 15 years ago, I read an article in the Science magazine that supposedly the scientists, astronomers, discovered this band of radiation that is aiming towards this segment of the galaxy at the present time, and they don't know what to make of it. They just call it the dense wave. So, you know, obviously there's something happening in the energetic realm, but we're not able to see it or detect it with instrument, because in the past 100 years, we have identified a whole spectrum of energy that has existed forever on this planet. But until we only were able to perceive this very narrow band we call visible light. But now with instrumentation, we're able to see that there are radio waves, we're not only using it for broadcast.
Right.
There's a cosmic ray and all these other things. So there are other we haven't discovered yet. See? So
that's the same thing with energy.
Yeah, and at the same time, too, just we were talking outside with your producer earlier, the fact that, you know, he asked me what would I like to be called, and I said I just prefer just the first name basis, because half a dozen years ago, being called a healer is not unlike being called a witch doctor.
Exactly, yes.
But now everybody wants to be a healer. So time change, and and the terminologies have the different significance.
Well, everyone does have healing abilities, and with the right intentions, you can. I mean, if your loved one is sick, you would probably most likely be around them and heal them.
That's very true. That's very true. But there's a degree of ability. There, you see, that is absolutely true. Everybody have healing power,
mm-hmm.
because they have innate healing power to heal themselves. Actually, a doctor, a
right.
healer, or whoever does not do any healing, just facilitates healing. It is your own inner mechanism that does the healing.
Yes.
For instance, take the obvious thing, if you cut yourself and you have a cut and it's bleeding, well, you sew it up so then the tissue would be in close proximity, and your body start throwing out scar tissue to mend itself.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor doesn't do anything, just clean the wound so that it facilitates it.
Uh-huh, right, good point.
Yeah, and so this is why in healing, whether it be modern medicine, energetic, or any other modality, is a cooperative effort. The healer and the healee, is that the terminology, they have to sort of mesh and cooperate, you know. Even though there's a desire, great desire to achieve, but there are a lot of undercurrents that may not be readily apparent why someone will heal miraculously and someone would just can't seem to make any progress.
Well, you as a healer, as an energy healer, would you say that you heal the people or they really ultimately heal themselves?
I would say that I facilitate, and that this energy also helps to elicit or awaken and also imparts knowledge to their own higher self, if you will. But I don't take credit personally, and I don't.
When you say this energy, is there a specific energy that I didn't? I'm
well, let's go back just a bit. Like when you say everybody have healing ability, and that's true, because when a child falls down and hurts him or herself, a mother just kisses it and kind of caresses, and it gets better, and sometimes even miraculously better. See? And so, because there's healing energy within each one of us, and there is a difference between, there are some certain individuals who, for instance, are born to be more, shall we say, able to do it on a professional scale, rather than just once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
See? Because we require other people to have talent to do other things in the world. And just like mm-hmm. in the world at large, everybody can learn how to play the piano or violin, some with quite a bit of proficiency, but then there are a small group of people born just automatically. They just, as soon as they get a hand on get hold of an instrument,
right.
they already know how to do it.
So right.
They even transcend the teachings of their teachers.
Uh-huh.
So in each endeavor, there are people like that. And you know what? Traditionally, people consider healing, the ability to heal, as a gift. Everything is a gift, you know?
Right.
You know, and because it's been, throughout history, I think it's been sort of preempted by the religious organization
right.
that, you know.
And prophets.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people who are prophets or philosophers or great teachers. They don't have any special ability to heal.
So now at a workshop, what do you teach people to do?
Well, actually, it's not so much a teaching. My workshops are quite different than what most people are accustomed to. It's an endowment process. I basically do most of the work. They come, and there's not a whole lot of talking in terms of lectures, and I do answer questions and do talk about various things and about everything in general. There's no set curriculum in terms of the subject matter, but obviously related to energy and healing. When they come, the most important part is about the induction experience. That's when I enable people through the process of induction. I enable them to access the energy, this light of life energy. It's an external source of resource. And
external from where?
From out there. I'm sorry, I cannot give you a cosmological map, but it is not from me. And, you know, for instance, when I work on people, I do not have to even be in the same room, for instance. So I don't give them anything to consume or touch them. I don't even have to do that. So it is an energy that is from out of this world, so to speak. And in fact, many people, no matter how skeptical, once they experience it, it will change their view of reality to some degree. Because
is it like, are you talking about something that's an alien energy? Or are you talking?
No,
about
it's not an alien. Well, alien in that it's not. It is from the higher dimension, if you will.
A specific
from the
highest, dimension?
Highest, and
or
so,
the highest
yeah,
dimension.
Yeah, the highest dimension.
Not a specific.
There, as I think before the broadcast, we during our conversation, we were talking about the different. There are many different healing modalities, whether it be energetic or otherwise, and they all have merit. And I said that first that these were usually not acknowledged by the Western community, scientific community, because they supposedly were handed down through generations in these underdeveloped mm. countries, and so because they already themselves forgotten the historical aspect of their origin. See, but it's still useful, still effective to whatever degree. And for instance, I don't know if this is appropriate analogy. I have a, shall we call a student, a friend who took my workshop. He travels all over the world. He's a photographer, a young man, and he said after the workshop, and he encountered invariably, everywhere you would encounter people who somehow know about energy or know
right.
somebody that knows energy. And they sense it in him. They ask him. And so they either talk to him or introduce him to uncles or some other people. And they all ask him, where'd you get all this powerful energy? And he says, well, I don't know anything. I got it from Howard Lee. And he says, how many years did you study? He says, no, I just went to a one-day workshop. After they start talking at length, and he showed them what was required to access his energy, and they are amazed, and that it's so effortless. And then, but he said some real old timers, really masters, as he said, they quietly told him along. They said, we don't really need to do all those rituals that we do either. But people expect it, so we... Meaning that after they were taught those things, but in time they realized it wasn't necessary. Instead of taking hours of doing rituals and ceremonies, and that it's like, because it's about energy. Energy travels...
instantaneously.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
You know, so, and so during the induction process, I do it on an energetic level. Truly, bypassing talking and whatever. In fact, during that process, people just sit, and they can lie down and relax, or they close their eyes and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no talking during that short period of time. And I do my thing, and then they have it. And it's proven right away they can just apply that, and they know that, or they can feel a difference right away. And
do people's minds get quieter, or what is it?
Depends on the individual. And in fact, in quite a few cases, an individual immediately just went quiet, just totally quiet. And then others have found that, for instance, there are people who have found that they try all kinds of approach to try to meditate, and they haven't been able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And since they engage the energy, they're in a meditative state. In fact, I had one famous celebrity one time. She says she came to my private healing sessions, and she told me she tried all kinds of meditation techniques and hadn't been able to really get too deep. And so I said, why don't you come to my workshop? It's, you know, she was a little hesitant, because I said, well, don't worry, there's nobody gonna bother you, because my workshop is totally different. Everybody respect their privacy, and I never drop names. In fact, years ago when I was teaching Kung Fu, this group of very famous rock musicians, they said, hey, this is the only place nobody bothers us.
Okay.
But anyway, and so she came to the workshop. A few days later, she called me up and she said, hey, Howard, this stuff really works.
Uh-huh.
This is the first time I'm able to just immediately go into deep meditative state.
And she hadn't been able to do that before.
Yes, and she tried many, many people. She's, you know, they have access to all sorts of avenues of studies. And so I kiddingly, I told her, I said, you know, aren't you lucky? You know, I said, you know, for less than the price of dinner for two, you now have a resource will last a whole lifetime. She said, no kidding.
Well, we are going to take calls, and the number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Howard Lee is my guest, and he is the founder of the Light of Life Institute, which teaches people basically energy healing, if you will, and that's kind of what... And we just have a few minutes for calls, so... I did not know we were wrapping early. Okay, so in terms of this, somebody had asked if their energy, this external energy, mm-hmm. can be sourced by finding it within themselves, or is it definitely something you have to teach?
Well, they have to go through the induction process, and
that induction process is what
enables you to tap into this particular resource.
Okay.
And I might add that it's similar to this radio broadcast, Watson. If you don't have a tuner,
Oh, I
you would not
see.
have access to it.
And then what do you
Just
do to
because something is good doesn't mean everybody have to have it, you
do you,
see.
what do you do to give them this induction? Do they you have to open up something in their head or something?
No, they don't have to do anything. There's no, they're actually, they're totally benevolent, and there's no, for instance, influence from me or anybody. And this is one of the most profound difference between my so-called teaching, if you will, because there's no imposition of any philosophical, traditional, or religious ideas. I just talk about things in a rational way and try to explain energy in light of modern equivalent and try to make people understand a little bit better what's it about, and not just simply believe some myths and mythical stories or legends. And so actually I put myself in the spot because I haven't answered questions instead of just telling, oh, you just believe this and you just, you know, so.
I want to get to one of the callers if we can. I didn't realize we were kind of running out of time. But Ron in Los Angeles, do you have a question for Howard Lee? Ron? Oh, I'm about to find you, Ron. Okay. Ron in Los Angeles is not there. Okay, we're going to go to Joan in North Hollywood. Hi, Joan. Do you have a question for Howard Lee?
Yes, hi.
There we
I'm
go.
turning my radio down.
Thank
Sorry.
you.
Yes, I was wondering, you know, I think a lot about the ancient wisdom cultures of the world of which you imply and speak. And I was wondering, is there a lineage, as far as, let's say, Taoism or further back that you're connected with, Mr. Lee?
No, I do not have any affiliation with any groups, and I'm not a Taoist, and I in terms of this knowledge, I don't believe it's necessary to have any. I present it purely as a rational approach to healing and understanding energy. And you know, for instance, the people have asked me, where does it come from? Is this from God? Of course, everything's from God. And I simply said, well, there was energy before, you know, there was human being, before there was religion and all these different philosophical societies and treatises. So I just simply present it as such.
Thank you very much for your call, Joan.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
We have actually run out of time here, so I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to get to the calls. I didn't realize the show was being cut short. The workshop is this weekend. It's the 8th and 9th. It's the phone number for the information is 800-318-1893. 800-318-1893. And it's at UCLA's Pradley Hall. Or you can go to the website, which is thelightoflife.com. thelightoflife.com. And that is it for me. We're going back to some news updates, and I'd like to thank everybody who participates with the show, Debbie Peach, Toddie Blackstone, Gina Salvati, Tanya Jenkins, Steve Sharp, Jessica Leader, Greg Miller, and everybody else who's helping with it. I did not remember. And Molly, engineer at KPFK, thank you, Molly. While I'm committed to bringing you the clearest information possible, in the end, I always encourage you to listen to your own truth. Until tomorrow, I invite you to stay aware.